This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, of course. We're pushing back against the totalitarians and their mindset to destroy the worldwide economy. And Donald Trump, I mean, it's coming to this. First, we had Russia. Russia went nowhere. Then we had impeachment, went nowhere. Now we got this, all orchestrated by the Californians. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom, the whole host of characters working with their good cohorts, of course, in China, giving you the coronavirus. We just blew it out of the park in the last hour. Listen, it's a fraud. It is a fraud. I mean, we've been down this road again. I mean, we're going down this road again. We've been there, done this before. We just might as well get through it, right? Right. Anyway, but listen, you like totalitarianism? Here it is. This is just a little taste of it. If they can pull this off and demonstrate to you how the totalitarians can disrupt and destroy your freedom, guess what? Then you must enjoy this, right? I'd be hopping mad right now. And I am. But listen, I'm going to channel it. I'm going to create new California. How's that? And you can too. New California is the answer to all this totalitarian business. That's why we're here 24/7 putting together New California. That's a fact. So let's check the markets. Let's just see how your 401k is doing right now. I'm trying to get the latest numbers that are popping up. Shocking. We're only down 1,800. Only. We started down at 26. We popped back. We're coming back. Are we going to get to that positive territory today after such a whipshaw? maybe if I talk another hour, let's see where the market ends. Because as I was talking before, as I opened up the show 2 hours ago, it was down, down. In fact, it was so down they didn't open up. Well, they opened, then they closed. That's what happened. 2,600 at the beginning. I was getting all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. Like this one. 3,099 deaths are in Hubei, China. 1,800 in Italy total. Worldwide, 6,513. That's correct. That's, again, from one of our listeners out there. You guys are paying attention to my radio show. I'm getting all kinds of comments about Bozo the Clown. We talked about the clown show that we saw yesterday coming from Gavin Newsom. The proof is in the pudding. Now, I'm understanding that the premier of New York, he's been labeled by one of our listeners, is trying to outdo Gavin Newsom for the biggest blaming the Fed government for New York, New Jersey, Connecticut outbreak of Chi-Com flu. Well, of course they're going to blame Trump, right? That's the object of this, is to blame Trump. And of course, let's just jump real quickly. We'll do a Trump jump, if you will. These are the headlines in the now globalist. The now globalist Drudge Report. Apparently got a buyout or something like that. Everybody's saying, did he get a buyout? Did they get a buyout from George Soros? I don't know, but it's a different Drudge now. There's no question about that. But this is what we have going on. Moody's quote: swooning stocks signal higher likelihood of Trump losing election. Shocking. Now, that was done when it was down 26, and they shut the market down at the opening. And that statement, now. It's popped back up. We're not in positive territory yet, but we're getting there. So is that going to change their Moody's? This is from Reuters that they said this. Washington, March 6th. Now, I like Reuters, by the way. The U.S. stock market rout triggered by a deadly coronavirus outbreak suggests President Donald Trump is in grave danger of losing the November election, according to a forecasting model by Moody's Analytics, a leading Wall Street research. Now, listen, I understand that Moody's will rate your checkbook. I know they're a rating agency, and, of course, California is doomed. Of course, where is Moody when you want to look at California's situation, right? They're big liars, and they're lying to you. So good luck, Moody's Analytics here, but I'll read the article. This is what's out there. That's a big change from what the model showed using data from February, when higher stock prices and Trump's steady approval ratings pointed to the Republican president coasting to victory with 351 votes and the U.S. Electoral College to 187 to any Democratic challenger. It's all changed now because of the coronavirus. Hey, listen, have you had a Corona beer lately? There's a lot of them in stock. Listen, you go to the stores, you'll find Corona beer every day. They are just absolutely banging it out of the park. Now, toilet paper you can't find. You go to the store just to, buy some things, and, oh, I got to get toilet paper. And you look around, they're empty shelves. I mean, I was in one of the major stores last night. It was just chaos. I was, like, laughing about it. People walking around with big bundles of toilet paper. Okay. Why do you need toilet paper? Well, I guess it's the diarrhea thing, right? You get coronavirus, you get diarrhea. Well, listen, I had the coronavirus in January. Yeah, 3 weeks I was down. I didn't make public appearances. I did my radio show strugglingly, of course. But then I got well. Shocking, I recovered. The recovery rate is very good here compared to the flu. And last hour... See, I'm getting my days confused because I'm so hysterical about this. I think it was the toilet paper. All these guys walking around with bundles of toilet paper. Binders of books, right? Where's Mitt Romney in this? I know. Mitt's around somewhere. says, but financial markets have since plunged with the spread of the virus disrupting economic activity around the world and sparking fears of a global recession. A drop in the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index to 2,500 points, roughly Thursday's closing level, would signal enough economic anxiety to cost Trump the election. Bernard Yaros, that's his name, Yaros, an economist at Moody Analytics. I suggest Moody's Analytics break out the toilet paper. And Bernard Yaros, you need it the most. That's what I think. The S&P 500 would need to be 2,500 or less for Trump to lose. Says who? Says you, Yaros? But, you know, I'm going to make Yaros squirm and make the declaration on radio that no toilet paper for you, Yaros. None whatsoever. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to make sure that there's going to be somebody. The toilet paper police are going to show up. That's, you know, that's a good thing. Where are the toilet paper police in the big boxes? I don't see any toilet paper police saying you can only have one bundle of toilet paper. You can only have 12 rolls. And you, over there, you can only have six. And you can take, see, this is what will happen with graft and corruption coming in to the toilet paper police world. Some will be more worthy of toilet paper than others. Where did I hear that before? Big Brother? Ah, Animal Farm. Now we can get into cow flatulence. Here we go. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. You know, it's just another little interesting little tidbit that's going on now with the coronavirus, isn't it? We've got the tri-state governors impose new coronavirus restrictions. Close bars and eateries. All right. There you go. We've heard this before. And again, how many people will be dead at the end of the day here, right? Right. That's really what it comes down to. The death rates are very important when you study virology and things like that. This is something that's very, very important. A lot of people don't quite understand that, but it's a very, very important thing to understand that death rates do matter. Hello? Death rates do matter. The market right now is down. Let's see. I'm getting another update. Now, this is a delay on this ticker, by the way. It seemed to be fighting back. In fact, it's 1,500 now. That was down 2,600 opening. Now we're back up to, got the dead cat bounce kind of thing going on right now with the market. It's 21,664. And the Dow is down 614. And the S&P futures is 210. So they're bounced back substantially. And it looks like... If I had a live ticker, I just don't want to turn on the live ticker because it takes up too much bandwidth, actually. But we will suffer through it. Maybe at the break I'll go with a whole live watch on the market so you understand what's going on. I don't think it's going to be as bad. I think it's going to rally back. When stocks drop like this, there's buying opportunities. So people are going to start jumping in. It's... you know, it's 11:22 on the East Coast, so you got a few more hours of trading going on. And it looks to me like this is what's going to be happening. I'm just saying. Gun sales surge as virus fears grip. Shocking. Shocking. Mm-hmm. Let's check on this one. This is from Business. Business. Gun sales surge amid coronavirus. Yes, it does. Ammo up, everybody. Ammo up. It says, shoppers are stocking up on frozen food, toilet paper, and even guns and ammunition as parts of the country take drastic measures to combat the corona outbreak. It's better to be prepared than to not be prepared, says Emily Ken, 22, told USA Today in Newcastle, Delaware. I already stocked up on food. Ammo was just the next step. Isn't that interesting? Here we have Maria Bartiromo. I think she's a... I love Maria Bartiromo, but she's got a little story to tell here. We're going to see if we can get this whole thing to talk about it here.
But this is a lot.
Guess not. We got Bozo the Clown in the background. Wait a minute. Ooh, that's Bozo the Clown. You know, every once in a while, this guy rears his ugly head. You know, you got to take...
I just sold them to Greedy.
There you go, Bozo the Clown Show. That's Gavin Newsom, of course. That's who we refer to as Bozo the Clown. Isn't that interesting? Don't you hate it when that happens, when Bozo the Clown shows up? It says here, it's better off to be prepared. That's what it says. The U.S. has reported more than 3,700 infections and 68 deaths from the virus as of Monday. Infections. And 68 deaths, as opposed to 22,000 deaths from the flu. Many California gun stores saw lines stretching out the door over the weekend, and online ammo sales have gotten an unexpected virus-related boost as well. Of course, they're in line because if you want to get ammo, see, this is the backfiring. Well, I know, backfiring, ready, fire, aim business. Now, that's a backfire, ready, fire, aim. So this is one gun store they have here. It says gun store patrons in Burbank. Hey, you know, there's a telephone number. We should probably call the store and see if we can get them to comment about gun sales and ammo sales. It's called the Gun Works in Burbank, beautiful downtown Burbank. And there's a long line of people. And, of course, the long line of people is indicated because in order to get ammunition now in California, you have to have certain IDs, and you have to be fingerprinted, you have to be frisked, you have to have the wand over you to make sure you have no guns on you when you buy the ammunition. They make you strip search sometimes. Well, I'm just joshing you there. No strip search. Is there a strip search requirement for ammunition? This is California socialism, guys. Come on, lighten up. Listen, there's one thing that the socialists hate, and that is to be laughed at. Just remember that. That's a fact, isn't it? Socialists hate to be laughed at. De Blasio hates it. You know, talk about, and then there's Newsom, the real clown. You have De Blasio. What kind of De Blasio? It lends like bozo. De Bozo. There it is. We just got his new name, De Bozo. Newsom is Nuzo. All right, what is wrong with me today? Every once in a while, I have to ask, what is wrong with me? I've got a socialist infection, I think. Here's Maria Bartiromo. We're going to check out what she has to say here. No, we're not. We got Bozo still. Come on, get rid of that Bozo, dude. No Bozo for you. I can't get rid of him. I can't find the sound here. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We got to get rid of Bozo. I should have done this before. There's a lot of post-production going on here. Yeah, by the way, there's a lot of pre-production as well, isn't there? Yeah, there's a lot of pre-production. I guess, you know, I thought we had the Bozo thing solved, but I guess we don't have the Bozo thing solved yet. Anyway, so Nuzo, I like it. Don't you? I think that's a good one, Nuzo. Well, we're losing our bandwidth here. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're having trouble. We're struggling here. Anyway, so ammunition. I want to get back to this whole thing that's really kind of a smash-a-rooney, if you will. And that is what happens when people feel threatened in this country. Now, remember in the Obama era that the great socialist communist of Obama and radicalized Muslim of Obama era, what he did was he threatened to take everybody's weapons away, right? Like Beto and Biden are going to do. And what did people do in response? They bought more guns. Hundreds of thousands of guns were bought. And, of course, they took all the ammunition, didn't they? Remember that? They were buying large caches of ammunition for the federal government. Shocking. Nobody got that. Well, we got it. And, of course, what happened? What did people do? People went out and bought more guns. As they were threatened, more guns, more guns, more guns. What do you think they're doing right now? They feel threatened. There's going to be this lockdown. More ammo, ammo, ammo. Of course they are. And the line that's extending out there isn't necessarily from the people wanting to purchase ammo and walking in and, hey, give me your money, you get your ammo, that sort of thing. No, they have to be ID'd and checked now in California. That's part of the process. Another thing they throw up at you. Well, not vomit, I guess. they throw that at you. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things going on with New California. And I'll tell you, it's absolutely crazy. I'm going to get into the Maria Bartiromo thing here real quick. This is her commentary. Must be an hour old, but she always seems to give us the right info. If we can get the info babe information right. Here we go. We're not going to get it. I love it when they get the malfunction junction going on. Anyway, we're going to be getting hers up here in a second. I tried, by the way, I did try and call the store. I did try and call the store, but the store was not open. So they're. It's, I know it's still early here on the. It's before, you know, noontime East Coast time, and it's before 9 o'clock in the morning. So you know, no one wakes up around California until 9 o'clock, right? Here we go. This is.
Emergency room physicians in New Jersey and Washington State are in critical condition this morning as a result of this virus. This shedding light on the heroic work being done by America's emergency medical personnel. Joining us right now is infectious disease expert, Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, Dr. Amesh Adalja. Dr. Adalja, good to see you again. Thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Very sad to see the people that we have on the front lines having forced to have to deal with this get sick, but that's what we continue to see. What can you tell us in terms of people protecting themselves? Are you expecting things to get much worse in the coming 2 weeks?
I do think things are going to get worse before they get better. We're going to see acceleration of spread, and we're going to hear about more cases as we get our testing online. There has been a lot of spread of this virus. It has been undiagnosed, unknown. It's just coming to light. Remember, this takes
just
there's an incubation period, and some people get more sick in the second week of illness. So we're going to start hearing more about critically ill patients, more about emergency department crowding than we have earlier. And I think the next couple of weeks are going to be really critical to understand what our trajectory is going to be.
I mean, clearly, the major companies have been told now that the tests are out, the numbers are going to skyrocket. I've been saying tens of thousands of cases are going to be reported within the next couple of weeks. And that's why you're seeing all these stores close and you're seeing people really on lockdown. How do you contain this epidemic, doctor? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommending against gatherings of 50 or more people for the next 8 weeks. What does this mean for air travel, even Congress? We're supposed to be standing away from each other, social distancing. Tell us the impact.
It's going to be very disruptive and something that we haven't had to do in anybody's lifetime. This is something that we're doing kind of as a last-ditch effort to try and find, deny this virus victims to infect, because the more we socially gather, the more opportunities this virus, where there's no population immunity, no vaccine, can jump from person to person. So the only thing we have in our side is the fact that we can actually try and change our behavior in a way to decrease the number of cases and decrease the surge of cases that might overwhelm hospitals. I mean, the real key issue here is that our hospital capacity has to be preserved, and we need to be able to take care of patients that are sick and need ICU beds. And that's why we're doing this social distancing, to try and, what we say, flatten the curve. It's really about preserving hospital capacity. And you know, our hospitals are always at almost full capacity, and we don't have much ability to surge. And that's what people are really worried about if we get into a crisis situation.
Doctor, I think there's two things out there that are concerning the American people in a huge way. One is looking at Italy and seeing what's happening over there. I think the images are really rattling people and making them say, if this happens here, I'm terrified. And the other thing is, when they're reading articles like there are in the New York Times, there's other numbers out there where saying people expect there to be between 160 million and 214 million cases in the United States, with up to 1.7 million people dying. What are you preparing for, and what do you say to those kinds of concerns?
So it's important to try and break down those numbers and what they mean. We likely will have a high degree of the population infected because there's no population immunity. That might be up to 50%. Remember, H1N1 infected 20%, and there was some immunity. So that's just the number of people that are going to get infected. It still is true that the vast majority of people who get infected are going to recover just fine and have a mild illness. But there are people in those risk groups that are older and have other medical conditions that may have to be hospitalized, and some of them may die. And just because of the sheer number of people infected, that number that's going to require hospitalizations, it may exceed the capacity of our hospitals to care for. In 2017 to 2018, about 80,000 Americans died from influenza. In this, if this holds at around 1% case fatality, give plus or minus a little bit, we're looking, you know, at 10 times that number. So that's 800,000. So when you, depending on what number you put in there, you will get those types of numbers. And I think it's going to be scary for people to see those kinds of numbers. But that's what we're looking at if this case fatality holds and this virus spreads as widely as it does. And the issue is going to be really capacity and preserving it.
So,
but it is something that individual. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Please finish your thought.
I was going to say, it's something that's very hard to fathom, because at one point the public hears, you're going to do fine, it has a 1% fatality rate, but they don't quite, then when you're talking to a businessman or a businesswoman or a hospital CEO, it's a totally different picture, because you're talking to them about how inundated they're going to be. So that those two types of things give people a lot of pause, because they think, I'm pretty safe, but they don't realize that they could be a transmission belt to somebody who's going.
complete hysteria here. Complete hysteria. The the influenza rate exceeds this right now and will continue to exceed it. It exceeds it in China. I mean, the modeling there, it really exceeds the number of deaths in China, which, by the way, by way of the population, and they've had so much spread. Remember, they are washing their 23% of the people wash their hands after they go to the toilet there. And now they're on the decline. His numbers are just not matching it. It's just not showing up the way it should. In other words, he's probably not telling the truth, or he's ill-informed. You know, these people can get it wrong, and most of the time they do. 22,000 have died this year so far because of the influenza. In the United States, hello? Do we know that number in China? If you get the flu in the United States, his chances are very, very strong, like 100%, that it's spread. It's come from China, or it's been through China. How many people have died from influenza in China? Do we have a number? Can we see it? Or are we hiding that number? So far, we have 6,705 deaths. Now, you know, it was 615. What's up with that? It was 715. 6,705 total deaths worldwide. And it's on the decline. We've been hearing this all weekend long, that there, that the number of cases of coronavirus infection is on the decline. In other words, they've gotten over the hump in China. Unless they want to change that story too. That was being reported last Thursday, that the number of people going into the hospital with symptoms had declined precipitously in China. So what are the reportable numbers in China today? What's going on there? See, this guy is just, of course, if you play out in the world of virology, the numbers like he was just rattling off, yes. Unrestrained, unconditioned. What has been, there's two major things in the United States about this virus. The president shut down Europe and he shut down China. He said, no, shut it down. No air traffic going back and forth. Everybody's, oh, you can't do that. You can't. But of course, he was exactly right. Of course, he can do it. And he did it. And thank God he did. And the other things, by the way, 80% of Americans wash their hands after going to the toilet. In China, it's 23%.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Even CNBC, this is an article that, let's see if we can make some sense of the article, first of all. This is their article. The title of it is, "The Flu Has Already Killed 10,000 Across." This is from February. This is that article I was pointing to in February. February 3rd, "The Flu Remains a Higher Threat to U.S. Public Health Than the New Coronavirus." This flu season alone has stricken at least 19 million across the United States and led to 10,000 deaths and 180,000 hospitalizations. That was in February 3rd. So this is, you know, roughly a dozen cases of the deadly coronavirus have been identified in the U.S., though the number has mushroomed across its outbreak zone in China. Okay, here we are. We're in the middle of March. This is the beginning of February. We had a month and a half. And now they're on the downslide. That's just actually very typical of the behavior of viral diseases. So in the so-called outbreak zone in China, and what happened? The president shut it down when he thought that there was going to be a fear last month. And everybody went apoplectic. Well, he was smart. And guess what? We have fewer cases of it in the United States. But everybody's hysterical. But the outbreak zone is starting to decline. Will the outbreak zone in the United States start to decline in about another month? Probably. Maybe less than that. I think less than that. And it's not going to be as outrageous because we wash our hands. Hello. We practice good hygiene. It's what I said all along. I said this a month ago. More than a month ago, at least 19 million people have come down with the flu in the United States, with 180,000 ending up in the hospitals. That's from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And again, this article came from February 3rd. The flu season, which started in September and can run until May, is currently at its peak and poses a greater health threat to the U.S. than the new coronavirus, physicians say. And it's proving it to be that way. All you need, and we can make the comparison of U.S. deaths of the flu, which we know to be 22,000 at this point. The March 12th data was telling us that. 22,000 dead because of the flu. What do we have, 60 in the United States today? This is outrageous. I'm just pounding. The new virus, which first emerged in Wuhan, China, on December 31st, but they knew they had it before that, has stricken roughly 17,400 and killed 362, mostly in that country as of Monday morning. in the U.S., it's really a fear based on media, and this being something new. Dr. Jennifer Leiter, hospital epidemiologist at NYU Langone Health, said of the new virus, the new coronavirus, when in reality, people can take measures to protect themselves against the flu, which is here and prevalent and has already killed 10,000 people. The coronavirus outbreak, however, is proving to be more deadly than the flu. It has killed roughly 2% of the people who have contracted it so far, according to World Health officials. Well, and of course, what areas were contracting it? Areas where they have poor hygiene. That compares with a mortality rate of 0.095% for the flu in the United States. According to the CDC numbers for 2019 and 2020 flu season, the CDC estimates that 21 million people will eventually get the flu this season. 2% case fatality is still a tough case fatally when you compare it to the case of fatality for the seasonal flu of other things, said Mike Ryan, executive director of the World Health Organization. A relatively mild virus can cause a lot of damage of a lot of people. Get it? He added, and this is the issue at the moment. We don't fully understand it. So, again, this is back a month ago, month and a half ago. And it's playing out like they thought then, now. Should be more worried about the flu and putting resources into the flu and protecting the elderly from flu. And making sure we have the right inoculations to give these people, right? Or the right medicines to mitigate the pain, the agony of the suffering of it all. What do you think? I think so. I absolutely think so. So anyway, we got, you know, just calm down. Don't get the flu. I'm more concerned about, listen, I had this stuff last in January. 3 weeks I was down and out. I was beat up. But you know what? My bigger issue is what if I get the flu? Well, I haven't gotten the flu. Knock on wood. Don't want to knock on wood. The dogs will start to bark. Can't have that going on. Okay, so anyway, where are the markets at today and what's happening? So far, you know, they haven't changed the numbers on this. I don't know why. Anyway, the numbers are about the same at 1678, down from, that's an improvement over, down 2,600. The market's going to come back, folks. A rational market will come back. Okay, we've talked that issue out. Now we're done with that. What about I don't know, where'd they go? Where did that one go? We have to correct our little mid course direct correction coming on right now. Okay, so there actually is other news. Big Apple shutdown. Here you go. Big Apple shutdown. So New York. This is what one of our callers or our messaging people were saying, that New York is kind of getting into competition with California now. Governors in nation's biggest metro area blast feds, jointly announce major restrictions and closures. So here we go. They're blasting the feds, which is who? Donald Trump. Now, these people have no money to fight the virus on their own because their cash, the cash is strapped in these states. So who do they blame? The feds. They're not going to blame themselves. Hell no. Right? They've spent all the money. They put all their people at risk. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21. Right. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Yes, sirree, Bob. Or Gavin. Or Bozo. Anyway, this has been a pretty interesting show today. We're sort of coming out of our shell, you know, because we're cooped up here because of the coronavirus. Right. When all this is said and done in the weeks ahead, they're going to say there's a huge die-off in the United States, just like there was in China. There's not that much of a die-off in China, folks. Oh, how can you say that? Well, it's real simple. Total deaths around the world, 6,705 from the coronavirus. Total deaths in the United States so far this year, as of March 12th in the flu season, 22,000 deaths. Does that give you just some perspective? Plus, we're learning now that they've gotten over the curve of the high numbers of people that are infected or reporting infected. Hospitals are reporting fewer people coming in for treatment now in China. It's going away there because people's immune system, the whole herd mentality, immunosystem has started to develop. There's fewer cases of it. Shocking. This is the way nature works with viruses. Just let the normal cycle go through. In the United States, how many deaths do we have so far? Well, you know, it's just about 60 or so, right? Yeah. Not 22,000. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and that's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.